Commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner, and I'm your host, David Pruz. My format is as usual. On Mondays, it's business and economics that affect Fairbanks and the state of Alaska. Tuesday is my day of politics, so my guests will be based around that. Wednesday, my guest is an interesting Fairbanksan, pioneer, local legend, maybe even a nefarious character. Friday, it's all about Fairbanks, what we get to do over the weekend, those opportunities that are afforded to us, those things that make Fairbanks special. My job is to introduce this world, this planet, to the wonderful world of Fairbanks, give everyone that Fairbanks fix we need once in a while. I'll try to get your phone calls, but sometimes our conversations just don't stop. Please be patient. I will get to them. We're at 458-TALK, 458-8255. And with that, I got some repeat offenders in the studio with me. They got the 17th annual Fairbanks Tired Iron Race. And I got Richard and Kurt in here to go through it, discuss it, enjoy it. Gentlemen, thank you for being in here. Thank you.
Thank you for having
you
us.
Bet.
You know, how much time does so much fun take up in your life?
A lot. We've been at this nonstop with the snow. We started planning back in probably late August.
Yeah.
And it's been, it was a little slow at first, but after that Christmas storm we had, it's been nonstop.
You know, that's a lot of snow to move because you're having an event that requires, a mile and a quarter, mile and a half track?
Yes.
Plus, you're going to have 500 people out there for parking. So that has to be cleaned off.
It has been a chore.
You're being polite.
I keep my potty mouth to myself here. I think Mother Nature hates us. Every time we plowed, the next day it would snow, and we'd be back out there again. It was difficult, but we actually did keep up with it. We have a pretty good army, as I like to call it, of volunteers with plow trucks. So, you know, people would drop out there and plow a little bit here and there. So we were able to keep up with it, but it was a monumental effort. Saturday we went out there and cleared it one more time. Did some guys came out and did some practice out there. Woke up the next morning and I saw the snow and I thought, man, there wasn't a waste of a day again. But the tracks are cleared. The lake's cleared for the most part. We still got some cleanup to do. And hopefully it won't snow between now and next Sunday. Hopefully.
Yeah, let's cross fingers and toes and everything like that. And if it does, this time, Fairbanks, it is not my fault. It has a few in the past because I shoveled my deck and boom, next thing you know, it snows. But I found it sounds like I have a partner in this in the reason why it snows.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that.
So 17th annual Tired Iron. Explain to Fairbanks what the Tired Iron is and what it entails.
Well, it's kind of trying to preserve the history of snow machine racing and fun. Try to represent a lot of the older machines from when they first came out in the 60s up through
the ones
the
we
70s,
grew up on. Yeah, the ones
up
we grew
through
up
the
on.
70s. Yeah, yeah. So,
you know, back in the day, there were somewhere around, I don't know, close to 200 different manufacturers.
Yeah.
You know, in the mid to late 70s, they started thinning down, and of course now we have four. But yeah, 200, probably close to 200, I would think. I mean, you pick a name out of the sky, and boom.
Snow jets, Mercurys, yeah. Rupps.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Just all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of those are still around, the Rupps and stuff, but ski jets and Sears had a snow machine.
Yeah.
And
there was
J.C. Penney's.
Everybody had a snow machine, so.
Sears.
Montgomery Ward.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if Woolworth had one.
Ben Franklin. Maybe.
Yeah. So it's this week, and it's a Saturday and Sunday event.
Yes.
What's on Saturday?
Saturday we have the fun run. That's for we have classes broke out for the fun run that will accommodate any sled that's out there, all the way back from pre-1965. We've broken out the classes by engine size, single cylinders versus single cylinders. The classes will be like sleds against each other. That fun run and the closed course races run up to 1975. After those run, we have what we call the fast races. Now, these are the machines that can be capable up to 75 to 90 miles an hour. A lot of care is taken for those races. We've broke them out so they're, again, you know, you're racing against like machines. And we have classes for everything.
So you have an oval and a drag strip.
Yes, sir. That's on the ovals, and the drag racing is on Sunday.
Okay.
Our drag strip is by ISR rules, International Snowmobile Racing. It's 660 feet on ice. There's two lanes. They're about 25, maybe 30 feet wide each, mm-hmm. with about a 6 foot wide by 3 foot tall snow berm down the middle. So you can't really, if you fall off, if something happens, the crowd, the folks that are watching, the people on the sidelines, everybody should be safe. There's no way that machine should be able to get away. The snow lanes, they're, again, by ISR standards, are 400 feet. What goes on the ice has got to have traction devices, mod sleds, you know, the really fast stuff.
Mm-hmm. And the way to get there, it's out on Lakeview Lane, not Lakeview Trailer Court. So you can go out South Cushman, turn left on the Old Rich, where the Old Rich starts, and then take a right just after the athletic club and just where the Greer Tank and Welding is.
Correct.
Take a right there and go down towards the end.
Yep. It's probably, what do you think, Kurt? Mile? Maybe half a mile down that road?
Yeah.
On the left-hand side, there's a gate. There's a clubhouse. There'll be signs out there that say bright yellow and black signs.
I wonder if Capo got you those.
I was going to go there, but I didn't want to play.
I always do. We'll get a call from him here in a minute. Don't worry.
Big sandwich boards will be out, so you can't get lost.
Okay. And any charge for access?
No charge for access. There's plenty of spectator viewing spaces. We've got the whole front of the lake cleared off. Around the lake, on the one side where we're going to be, there's a little bit of a hill so people can park up there and see the whole event.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 458 Talk.
Don't you wish?
And we'll be back after, something was going on there. Anyway.
Photos from Alaska Outdoor Photography. Jeff and Jen venture out at 3 a.m. in 40 below weather to capture the best that Alaska has to offer. Alaska Outdoor Photography captures wildlife photos, landscapes, sled dogs in action, and they do portraits. They also offer tours. Find Alaska Outdoor Photography on Facebook and online and order your favorite prints today.
Since 1983, Access Alaska has been a private, nonprofit, consumer-controlled organization providing independent living services to people who experience a disability. As an independent living center, their mission is to encourage and promote the total integration of people who experience a disability as well as Alaskan elders living independently in the community of their choice. That's Access Alaska, opening doors to independence. For more info, log on to accessalaska.org.
This message is brought to you by the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue.
Wings on Wednesdays for just $1.50 each. That's every Wednesday at Big Daddy's. Wings the way you like them. Slow smoked and delicious with great choice of styles, including original buffalo and sweet honey barbecue, to name just a few. Come by Wednesday for wings at Big Daddy's and load your plate up with some of those sides that speak Southern, like collard greens, red beans and rice, and so many other choices. It's the award-winning northernmost Southern barbecue. Big Daddy's on Wickersham between 1st and 2nd Avenue.
Weather brought to you by Liberty Tax Service. Call Liberty Tax Service for a free consultation. They're in the Teddy Bear Plaza or call 328-3278. Liberty Tax Service. You do life. We do taxes.
KFAR. Weather.
Lots of sunshine outside today with a high of 27. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 3 above. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime high is approaching 27. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday night. And that's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 11 degrees.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Welcome back. Fairbanks, David Prues in the studio here with two volunteers who put on, who are helping to put on the 17th annual Fairbanks Tired Iron event. That is this Saturday and Sunday out at 3671 Lakeview Drive, which is just past Lakeview Terrace Trailer Park off the old Richardson Highway. And you guys put in a lot of time for this event, and thank you. And the thing about it is on Saturday, you have the viewing presentation of the sleds, and there's probably no bigger viewing presentation available for anyone in if not Alaska, in the world on this type of event.
Yeah, it's grown to be the premier event for really all snow machine enthusiasts. The cool thing about that vintage show and shine is that you can see a true progression of that, of the snow machine.
Yeah.
You can see it from its early beginnings of a single cylinder rear engined toboggan to what we have nowadays, which is high tech, smooth suspension, lots of power. It's truly amazing.
You know, you had that one this summer out at the Harley Davidson shop and the Polaris shop. And I went to that and I was just amazed by, you know, it wasn't your big one, but the quality that is put into the restoration. Now, I'm going to ask you some personal questions. Richard, how many of these things you got?
I've slimmed down the herd. I'm down to
you've
probably
culled, you've culled some out.
Yeah, I think I'm down to maybe 18 or 20. Yeah, there's folks out there here, especially here in Fairbanks, that are well beyond my minuscule number.
Kurt, how many do you have?
Yeah, I've got 18 or 20 also. Not all of them are on, about 14. The rest are project sleds. You got to have something to work on all the time, something new to do.
So do you get a lot of people who, you know, contact you for help or thoughts or?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We do.
And
we
parts, looking for parts and figuring out how to do things.
We've had some folks that are looking to get into the tired iron this year that have reached out for help. They usually contact us through the Facebook page. Myself, Kurt, and others that are on as
moderators,
editors, they usually typically respond right away with, if we can't help them, we'll point them in the direction that they can find some help.
So this Saturday you have an 8 to 10 a.m. registration, and that's for?
That will be for the fun run and the closed courses. Now, you can go ahead and register for the next day's events also.
Okay. Yeah. And then basically from 9 to 3 is your show and shine of all the different sleds. How many are you guesstimating you may have?
I think last year we had somewhere right at 120. I'm kind of expecting more this year because we've got some people coming this year, a group coming from Kenai.
Okay.
An additional group coming out of Wasilla, Mat-Su area. So I'm expecting maybe up to 150 machines of various years.
Yeah, of various styles, years.
Yep.
And this is for those nostalgic people like myself who grew up with one, this is where you're going to see it.
This is where you're going to see it.
And so that's from 9 to 3. Then you have your 10 a.m. VFW opening presentation. What does that entail?
So the VFW, they did this last year for us, and they're going to come out and do it again. It's a opening ceremony. They'll play the national anthem, present the colors, and kick us off in a glorious way.
Then you have your driver's meeting and staging. That's at 10:30. Then from 11 to 1:30 p.m., the races start.
Yes.
Pre-75.
pre-75. That's what we call the fun run. Now, this year we've done something cool. We added into, and it's not on our flyers or posters because it was kind of, it was done after we had these printed. But we've added a 120 and 200 class sled race for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
These are the little mini sleds. They're going to do 2 laps on our 1.5 mile course. They'll be escorted. There'll be somebody that will go out in front and someone that will go out behind.
They're like for 10 and under?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And there's no fee for the kids. It's all free. Just go out and have some fun.
Two Getting laps. Them addicted early and often, are you?
We're trying.
Oh, the marketing involved.
it should be good. I expect we'll have a pretty good crowd of kids out there. And, of course, then we'll send them on over to the Vintage Show and Shine so they can see some stuff from the golden years and maybe get some young blood involved.
There you go. Now, Kurt, this is a tough question. Out of your herd, which one is your herd leader?
Well, I've got leaders of each brand that I have. So,
come on.
My Skidoos, I like my Lily Lands that I used to have when I was a kid, 74 SS, 73 SS, and my Polaris. Well, I've got a 73 Starfire, which I haven't rode yet. It's been rebuilt and sitting for several years. Kind of afraid to mess it up, but I've got
It's show picture perfect, and you're afraid to.
Yeah, yeah. Almost like I've got a 73 Colt SS also, 295, which I think you used to have one of
I
those.
I used to have one of those too, yes. And that was a machine, man. That was a machine.
It's a nice little
cleated
rider.
Track and everything, yeah.
And then on my Mercuries, I've got a Trail Twister that I think I like better. For the Mercuries, I've got also got a Snow Twister, a 74 400.
It just goes on and on.
Yeah, he doesn't have a favorite. Hello, my name is Kurt, and I'm a dad of 20 snow machines, and I love them all.
Yeah, just like kids, yeah.
Richard, same question to you. Which one is your preferred show model?
That one's easy for me. I have a 1978 Skidoo cross country RV. That's got to be my favorite. The reason it's my favorite is because my dad bought that brand new. I was a much younger guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I raced it, did really well on it for many years. It eventually ended up at my brother-in-law's, who eventually sold it. Long story short, I finally got it back, chased it down, got it back, have rebuilt it, restored it. She's pretty. She runs. That is definitely my favorite.
What are some of your other ones?
Mostly Skidoos. I have started branching out a little bit. I've got some Polarises. I've got a RXL, which is a Snow Pro,
mm-hmm.
79 Snow Pro. Got to stop and think what I got in there anymore. I've got a Polaris drag sled. I've got a Scorpion bullwhip, two of those. Actually.
Oh, Scorpions, yeah.
Yeah. One of the Scorpions is pretty immaculately restored. The other one is...
Is it black or red?
It's red.
Yeah.
The other one is a...
Don't ask me how I know that.
It's a runner, but it's more of a parts machine.
Okay.
The rest are all Skidoos.
So, since you were here this time last year, Kurt... How many bodies of snow machines have you brought into your house, to your shop?
Probably four or five, six, seven.
Yeah. I helped you haul a couple of them last summer.
Richard, how many have you acquired?
So I've actually gone the other way. You didn't
bring any home.
I did not bring. Well, I brought one home. Only because I needed some parts, and the guy told me I couldn't take just the parts I needed. I had to take the whole thing. So,
yeah.
Other than that, I took the parts I needed, and the rest went to the dump. It was definitely a bone.
You'll be back. So, how do you find them? Or people call you up, or do you hear about a sled that you're going to go get? How do you acquire these things?
Mostly just
all of the above.
Yeah.
Word of mouth.
A lot of it's word of mouth. You know, somebody said, hey, you know, my friend's got this machine, and, you know, it goes from there.
Do you bring any up from outside?
I have actually brought a couple up from the outside, but you know, that's expensive.
Yeah. It has to be something special.
Exactly. Most of the stuff, you know, the cool stuff like that scorpion bullwhip, for instance, you know, mm-hmm. there was three of them brought up to the state. I've got two of them. My buddy's got the third. We've got all the paperwork and documentation. Those are Alaskan sleds. The cool thing is a lot of the stuff you find out in people's backyards and the woods, they're truly Alaskan sleds.
Yeah.
When you start bringing stuff up from down stateside, you know, people say, oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. But, you know, does it have a racing history or any kind of history here in Alaska? No. The story behind these sleds is what sells.
Or what hooks you.
Or what, yeah. yeah.
That's something else. Boy, so you have the, basically from 11 to 1:30 of the 75 and older fun run races. And then from 2 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, you have the closed course vintage fast races.
Right. So those are machines that are capable up to somewhere between 65 to 90 miles an hour. They're fast.
Yeah, all the way up to 2020.
2020, yeah. And the reason we should have gone to 2020, actually 2000 and, what is it technically, what is vintage? 20 years, is it?
20.
So 2002? Yeah.
Should have, but, you know, rounded it up.
You rounded up.
yeah,
to the nearest decade.
We just want people involved. We want people to come out and have some fun.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that race is run on the same course as the fun run.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time those sleds, that first batch of fast sleds, get out there and run through it, it's going to get rough. So the way we have this structured is the kids, the slower sleds, all the ones that won't tear it, that not high-powered stuff, will mm-hmm. go first. So that track will remain nice and smooth. Once we start getting into the faster sleds by the last classes, which, again, we've structured them so the better suspensions are towards the end of the day, the track's going to get pretty rough. It's going to be truly a man and machine, not just speed.
You're going to have to know how to race and how your machine operates. Yeah,
exactly.
So you're sending the kids out there first. They get first choice of best track conditions.
Yep.
And then after that, it is what it is.
Yep. And
it evolves how it evolves.
And for an old guy like me to get out there and, you know, I'll be eating lots of ibuprofen.
Bengay.
Yeah.
yeah. The fun races are more designed for the older sleds with less suspension and older people, probably too, but young kids can get out and run them too. So,
yeah, we've had we've got some we've got quite a few entrants for young people,
mm-hmm.
14 and younger.
Good.
Which actually this year kind of surprised me because, you know, in years past we haven't really had that many. We've had a few.
You know, when snow machines first came out, you know, parents were buying them for the kids. And now, us kids are our parents or our elders, and we're making sure that the kids get involved.
Yeah.
Because this is what these things were designed for.
Yeah, plus, when you think of the cost of a new snow machine these days. Oh.
Yeah, let's go finance it. Yeah, let's take out a 5-year mortgage.
Yeah.
Almost as expensive as a tank of gas now. What the heck?
Getting close, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, hey. How many people are involved in your organization here locally?
You know, officially there's probably 10 as our core group,
okay.
I'd say.
We've gotten members in the Tired Iron. There's 28 or so members that kind of
participate,
help keep everything moving for us, you know. And then we have some major sponsors also, like Pultab City and...
Yeah.
City of Fairbanks for okay. bed tax
and yeah.
that kind of help fund things, which is a big help. And plus there's a load of other sponsors every year that, you know, we get. But
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to leave you with a little bit of Allman Brothers Band, and we're going to have some Fox News, state news, weather, and some commercials. Back in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Russia announcing another limited ceasefire for evacuations in Ukraine to continue. Fox's Trey Yingston, Kyiv.
Evgenia Antonenko has been walking for miles. She tells us she tried to shield the eyes of her young daughter as they passed bodies in the war-torn streets of Irpin.
Many died people, just like on the street.
In the distance, Ukrainian soldiers crouched down, worried about Russian snipers and shelling.
A senior U.S. defense official tells Fox News Russia has fired 625 missiles into Ukraine since the invasion began. The Supreme Court refusing to review the decision to throw out Bill Cosby's conviction in a sexual assault case.
Pennsylvania's highest court threw out the conviction, saying that the prosecutor who brought the case was bound by his predecessor's agreement not to charge Cosby in exchange for his testimony in a deposition.
Fox's Michelle Polino. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
A federal agency tasked with investigating plane crashes is recommending that all pilots be required to communicate their positions on a designated radio frequency when entering and exiting areas not controlled by air traffic control towers throughout Alaska. This was among the recommendations to the FAA included in a report from the National Transportation Safety Board. It follows a mid-air collision that killed seven people near Soldotna in 2020. The FAA says it will review the recommendations. The NTSB report says between 2005 and 2020, there have been 14 mid-air collisions in Alaska, with 12 of them in uncontrolled airspace. The collisions have resulted in 35 deaths and 15 serious injuries. And they're off to Nome. The Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race had its competitive start Sunday just north of Anchorage. There are 49 mushers trying to be the first to the finish line in the Bering Sea coastal community of Nome. To get there, they and their dog teams have to go over two mountain ranges, the frozen Yukon River, and the treacherous Bering Sea ice. Dallas Seedy is the defending champion, and he's trying to make history in this race. Seedy is tied with Rick Swenson for the most Iditarod victories ever at 5 apiece.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Explore winter trails you never thought possible. Stand, float, walk on snow with better traction and stability than walking down the street. Modern snowshoes are the perfection of a thousand-year-old idea. They're lightweight and versatile, easy and fun to use for all ages. If you can walk, you can snowshoe. Get the exercise you crave. Let it snow. Go explore. Start today. No lift ticket required. But first, find the right style and the right fit at Frontier Outfitters. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
The 2022 World Ice Art Championships are open now at the Tennenaw Valley State Fairgrounds. Breathtaking ice sculptures of every size in the sparkle of daylight or under the lights. Special events, treats, ice slides, surprises, and more. It's the best part of winter in Fairbanks. Featuring the world's greatest ice carvers competing for international bragging rights right here in Fairbanks. At the fairgrounds, going on now until the ice melts. Don't miss the World Ice Art Championships. For tickets and information, go to icealaska.org.
Words are in great supply. There are so many words it is sometimes difficult to choose one. Deep down, we know a single word can change a mind, a heart, even the history of your septic tank. Like procrastination, as in putting off pumping your septic tank. Don't do that. Regular septic tank pumping keeps me regular, and I last much longer. My family has Bigfoot Pumping and Thorn pump me out once a year, and I continue to serve them much better.
Milwaukee Tools, always the top team on job sites, and the folks at Milwaukee Tools have partnered with Denali Industrial Supply to bring you
Milwaukee March Madness.
Milwaukee M12 and M18 tools at Denali Industrial Supply are on sale for the month of March. Many up to 40% off. Qualifying tools and combo kits qualify for a $100 rebate. Many of the M12 and M18 batteries on sale as well. And receive a free charger and bag with every qualified purchase.
Milwaukee March Madness.
This month at Denali Industrial Supply on Van Horn Road.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. We're going to heat things up here in the studio because even though it's a vintage race per se, there's rivalries. You know, personal styles, different towns. Now, you know, Richard, when you raise Kurt, do you like kicking his rear end?
Undoubtedly, because then when we get to the end of the race, I can give him all kinds of grief.
Exactly, and Kurt, doesn't it just feel good when you just take the victory flag for yourself?
Come out ahead, yeah. Yeah, it does. I've got the race blood in me. I'm a little more tuned down these years. I like the slower, fun stuff, and just to get around and make sure everything is still running when it across the finish line. It doesn't have to be towed. So
now Fairbanks, I always say it's some of the conversations when we're off the air you should hear, and you know, how did racing start? And Richard sort of aptly put it well. Probably when the second snow machine came off the production line is when racing started.
More than likely.
Oh, boy.
It's probably a lot like how Fairbanks Tired Iron and Alaska Vintage Sled started.
Yeah.
You know, it started with guys reminiscing, sitting around campfire, having beers, whatever, realizing there was something there.
Yeah.
From those conversations, of course, spawned Tired Iron 17 years ago and Alaska Vintage Sleds about 12 years ago.
You know, I, as a kid growing up, they had the Midnight Sun 600 that went from Anchorage to Tok to Fairbanks. And I remember, you know, going and seeing those a couple times, you know, going out, you know, one year we went to Tok and, you know, there's no hotel rooms there. So we came back to Delta and there's no hotel rooms there. And there was a light on at the Richardson Roadhouse. So, you know, Stan Aubuck and his wife, they were, yeah, come on in. You know, they turned on their little cabins, you know, for us. It was cold. It took them a while to heat up, but that's where we'd always, you know, for 2 years, watch Midnight Sun 600. I was about, you know, 9, 10, 11 years old, and it was just a fun event.
And those guys were tough back then.
Oh!
I mean, you know, they didn't have the heated gloves. They didn't have heated vests.
Yeah,
they didn't have,
they'd come out with frostbite. You know, oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't even know. Well, I'm sure they had bunny boots back then. But, yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, duct tape on the face, and that was about what you had.
Yeah, and John Binkley ran that race, too. And, you know, you still find a few locals that ran that race.
You know, Mr. Binkley was a professional driver for Suzuki back in the golden years.
Yeah.
Yes, he was, down stateside.
Yeah, he was on the circuit.
Yep.
I race in the winter, and I run boats in the summer.
So, yeah, and you know, when you look across Fairbanks.
We should go find him and herd him. What a life.
When you look across Fairbanks at some of the characters that are here, there are some colorful folks here.
Yeah.
They have quite a racing past on these sleds. Most of them are still involved in some way or another. Johnny Martin's a fine example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was a big part of the Midnight Sun 600. I believe he did some professional racing. He's still involved. He's a wizard when it comes to mechanicking. He can make an engine go really, really fast.
He gets the most out of it.
And so we have, back to the closed course race, he's going to be the flagger.
Okay.
Once we stage the sleds and we let them out onto the track and line them up or they start racing, Johnny Martin will have complete control of that race.
Yeah.
He is, like I said.
That's his personality.
He's just a good guy.
Yeah. Yep. And it's interesting, you have people coming up from Kenai, Wasilla,
Tok.
There's going to be some regional rivalries going on here. This is going to be good.
Without a doubt. Trash talking is already going.
You know, I thought barbecue trash talking was bad, but you guys, you know, when you put the gear boys involved here, you know, hey, it's let's go.
Oh, yeah, and then it goes all year long because the guy that gets beat, he got beat by some means other than his own.
Of course. It was fixed.
Yeah.
Darn judges and barbecue, you know. Yep. Oh, my goodness.
Your town doesn't like our town.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Can't let that trophy go to another town.
No.
Oh, boy. And so on Sunday, you start out with the 8 to 10 registration, and then you have your driver's meeting and staging at 10:45, and then you come into the 11 o'clock, you start the vintage and modern drag races.
Right. So we start a little bit earlier that day because the drag races are going to take quite a bit of time. We have it listed till 2 o'clock, but it will probably go much longer than that. We'll run the oval at the same time, and we'll make sure that those people that are in both races have an ample opportunity to get back and forth.
And then 2:30 to 4:30 is your championship oval races.
Right. Well, we call it the championship oval. the races that we have here in Fairbanks, we typically have four oval races prior to Tired Iron Weekend where we collect points for the Fairbanks folks. And then we use the championship or the Tired Iron oval race with the Mat-Su folks, the Kenai folks, and everybody else as the championship race.
Yeah.
This year, due to the snow and Mother Nature, who hates us,
hates all of us, mind you.
We couldn't squeeze in that many races.
Yeah.
So you know, this will be the big one.
And then at 5 p.m., your awards presentation.
Right. And that'll be at the lake. We have Alaska Dreams has once again set us up with a 30x30 tent, some heaters, lights.
You have some great sponsors. You really do.
And, yes, we do.
And what I always say about Fairbanks is you show me a Fairbanks, and they're going to be involved in three other aspects of the city on a pro bono basis that make this town go.
Yep.
And you got some great sponsors. You know, City of Fairbanks with their
grant money.
Yeah. Yep.
The bed tax.
From the bed tax, hotel, motel bed tax money.
Yep.
They're invested in you. Then you have Pull Tabs. And that always helps. That always helps. Where's your Pull Tabs located at?
Just down the road here.
Pull Tab City, yeah.
Pull Tab City? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I mentioned them there.
Yeah. Then you have the Alaska Fun Center. Hey.
Yep.
You know, how long has Bill Larry been racing or involved in racing?
I think since day one. He was probably on that second machine that was built.
I know. He was on the first one. Yeah. Or his dad was. Yeah.
Yeah, they're great people over there. They've been with us now for, since we started out at the lake, they really started getting involved. So that's been 3 years now.
You know, the thing about Bill Larry, when I was, you know, a young teenager, back then he was sponsoring kids racing. You know, here's your Kawasaki 125, you know, and here's the course, you know, and go out there and do it, you know, and just he's all, you know, for 50 years he's been sponsoring kids racing or been sponsoring.
Yeah.
You know, then you have the Alaska Outpost Alaska,
mm-hmm.
and you know you've had events there throughout the year, and you know they're a great sponsor. Boy,
he better say Craig's name too. I'm sure he's listening.
I was waiting for the phone call to say, "Hey, David, what about me? What about Craig Comp? What about Compos?" And you know, his dad and mom sponsors from the beginning on snow machine racing.
Yeah, and Northern Power. Don't forget them. They've been good. They actually will kick out a little discount if you come in and tell them you know you're racing with the Tired Iron or Alaska Vintage Sleds. One of the things that we should mention, if we have a second, is that if you're going to oval race, it's going to be a requirement to have some kind of body protection.
Yeah.
Body protection and shin guards. I know the Outpost doesn't have a very big supply of that, but I know Colby does over at Northern Power.
So is this like vintage sleds with a cross between roller derby?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, on the oval races, some of those sleds that'll be out there are capable of probably close to 100 miles an hour on that oval.
Yeah.
We made it a little wider this year, a little safer, I think.
You know, my old Colt 295 goes 75, 80 miles an hour.
Yeah. And you know, so
don't ask me how I know that.
So the fear is the fish get bigger.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Over the years.
Yeah,
where the body armor will really help is if you fall off that machine going that fast and you slide into one of those berms. Those berms are like rocks now.
Yeah,
that or somebody hits you. God forbid.
You're in a race.
Yes,
you're in a race.
Yes,
and those tether switches are awful important too.
Yeah.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're at 458-TALK, 458-8255. I have Richard and Kurt with the 17th Annual Tired Iron in the studio with me. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
It's time for the 17th Annual Fairbanks Tired Iron Snow Machine Races, hosted by AK Vintage Sleds. A huge thanks to the City of Fairbanks and Pull Tab City. Vintage and classic race sleds, ovals and closed course, 120s, 200s, and the popular fun run for sleds 1975 and older, plus drag races for sleds up to 2022. Trophies, cash prizes, show and shine and more. See all the classes and details or sign up today at AK Vintage Sleds Facebook page. Don't miss it, March 12th and 13th off Lakeview Drive, the 2022 Tired Iron.
Wine glasses never fall over until you get a brand new rug.
Oh, no!
Ketchup bottles act normal till you're wearing a new shirt.
Ugh, you kidding me?
And rocks lie peacefully on the road till the day you get a brand new windshield. Then they fly up off the road and attack without mercy. That's why new windshields from Glass Doctor come with our windshield protection plan. Unlimited repairs and one replacement for 12 months. Don't just fix it, protect it. Glass Doctor, a neighborly company.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Alaska Army National Guard. Aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Italian historians document the presence of food in early kitchens which had dough with a meat filling. Food created from fine sheets of dough were first described in the records of poets in the first century. Ever since Giraldo's first opened, we have taken our lasagna so seriously that when history is written in the next century, the poets will mention Giraldo's. Taste and smell history with every Giraldo's bite of lasagna Italian at Giraldo's. Restaurant.
Weather brought to you by the professionals at Liberty Tax Service in the Teddy Bear Plaza. Call for a free consultation today, 328-3278. You do life. Let Liberty Tax do your taxes.
KFAR weather.
Lots of sunshine outside today with a high of 27. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 3 above. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 27. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday night. And that's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 11 degrees.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
And streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Kurt and Richard with the Tired Iron group in the studio with me. And, you know, even though it was a COVID year, you've got great sponsorship and you're able to give away some very good prizes, including a vintage snow machine.
Right. We've got about $3,000 worth of cash prizes to give out through primarily the Fun Run and the Vintage Show and Shine. On Sunday, we'll be raffling off a 1985 Skidoo Formula MX. That was the first year they came out with a halfway decent front-end suspension.
Mm-hmm.
A good-looking sled. It runs good. I actually took it out and rode it yesterday, just up and down the road, just for fun.
I had one of those. Yeah. You know, 1985, I bought one of those.
Yep.
I didn't get to negotiate the price with Craig. Mrs. C, David, he'll give it to you. We're not giving it to you. Yeah. Oh, come on, Mrs. C.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a 470cc liquid-cooled, runs good. You know, I had one of our charter members, Mr. Greg Peterson out in North Pole, in his little shop. I took it out there, and he went through the engine. It runs good, looks good. Somebody, for a $10 ticket, somebody's going to be happy.
That's great. Yeah. I'll buy a few of those when I get out there.
All right.
I'll buy a few of those when I get out there. Your races, what are the cash prizes for the different events, or do you have that available?
You want to tackle that one, Kurt?
Well, for the fun runs, we've got cash drawing prizes of $100, $200, or $300 for all the single-cylinder classes, and then also the regular fun run, the rest of the racer classes for fun, you know, for 75 and older machines.
The fast races are excluded in that.
Yeah.
Fast races have, I think you've got different... Depends on the sign-ups and how many people run them or what you're going to do there, isn't it?
Yeah.
With cash prizes.
Yeah, so trophies for first, second, third in all classes. What happens is on the fun run classes, each entrant will get a raffle ticket.
Okay.
And that entitles them
for
a shot at the money.
There you go.
For the vintage show and shine, each machine entered. So if a guy shows up with five machines, right, he's got five shots at the cash. It should be a pretty good time. Somebody's going to walk away with some money.
How many machines do you think are coming out of Kenai, Anchorage, Wasilla, Palmer area coming up?
So Kenai coming up for their, since their ice went to went to Mush. Their weather's been worse than here. They're bringing their whole group, including their drag equipment.
Wow.
The whole automated system, downrange, what I call downrange stuff, so we'll be able to track speeds and times, and it's pretty impressive. Out of Kenai, I bet there's probably going to be 40 or 50 people, and that, who knows how many machines they're each going to bring.
No one brings just one.
No, they don't.
They can't cull their favorite from the herd either.
So with Kenai coming,
you guys have a lot of similar characteristics.
Yes, we do.
and they're all good, and
the rivalries are big.
Yeah, they're all good.
With Kenai coming, since they typically, after Tired Iron, do what they call the statewide shootout for drag racing.
Okay.
They can't do it this year because their ice is so bad and their temperatures have been horrible. They're bringing that piece up. So this is actually going to be a statewide championship drag race.
Yeah.
So whoever walks away in first place on these drag races, they have the crown.
And that is basically Sunday.
Sunday.
From 11 to whenever.
Till whenever.
Yeah.
We've actually, because we're expecting a pretty good crowd, it's a double elimination. So you have...
Is it a half-mile track or a quarter-mile track?
It's a quarter.
Okay.
Quarter mile. It's 660 feet, and then you've got, you know, it's 2,200 feet long, so you've got plenty of room to slow down.
Yeah.
We've got a separate return lane, so we can continue to race to get these... Get through the
two
day.
Lanes going down to hit. Is there any? You know, I want Richard. I want to go against Richard. Is there any
those
of that?
Those come after the grudge matches. Once we're done with the actual brackets,
then the real racing starts.
Yeah, then they can go out and grudge race. Yeah, and that will happen.
Oh no,
that will happen.
Fairbanks, if you saw the smiles on these faces right in here, you understand. Oh, that's the highlight of the weekend for some people. Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
it's highlight of the winter.
Yeah, and we need one. This has been a crazy winter.
Kurt, how did you get involved in this from the beginning? You know, it was love of snow machines at a young age.
Yeah,
then you find this group.
I started when I was about 15 with an Elan.
Mm-hmm.
My dad bought me a 73 Elan SS twin cylinder, and I rode it and got running around with, had another friend of mine, Bobby Weaver, and he's related to Dave, which is our Tired Iron
enthusiast.
Starter, beginner, but my younger years got me going, and then watching the Tired Iron happen for several years after they had started, I didn't get in till the 12th or 13th Tired Iron is when I about started getting involved, I think. But I started back up with another Elan and kind of went from there.
I've been satisfying this addiction since.
Yeah.
Richard, how did you get involved?
Kind of the same way. My dad was into it in the early 70s, late 60s, early 70s. You know, I was still pretty young back then.
Mm-hmm.
But probably 74, I think I raced my first race on a Skidoo TNT Free Air. And, you know, been with it ever since. The way I got into the vintage of late, 17 years ago, was much like, you know, again, sitting around talking about it. I found one, restored it, and it just put the hook in me.
It's a good hook. You know, if you think of things you can do in life, this is a very fun recreational aspect for you. It really is.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what you're doing is you're taking something and redoing it, then you're showing it to everyone. You're presenting it.
Yep.
And this is my pride and joy, you know. Yours is a 1978.
Eight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and the stories that come along with these sleds, you know, like my cross-country RV, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I raced it. It got away from me at some point, went to some other people. I eventually found it. The hunt to find it was cool.
Yeah.
It's got a racing history. The stories behind them are really, truly what boosts it up. Along with they have, you know, what I call the golden years of snowmobiling, the late 70s to maybe mid 80s,
mm-hmm.
they made some fantastic looking machines.
Yeah. bad to the bone.
yeah. And believe it or not, the engines still run, you know, as long as you rebuild them correctly,
mm-hmm.
they still run fast. They just, of course, don't have the suspension that the modern stuff does.
Kidney belts are needed.
Neither do we.
Yeah. Kidney belts are needed.
But, you know, you put a vintage sled, you know, case in point, I have a 1993 Skidoo Formula Plus.
Mm-hmm.
It's a drag racer. It's a 500, 521. It will compete against the modern 500s on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you put it out on, it's not
trail.
A, put it out on a trail, and there's no comparison at all. But engine-wise, they were fast. They were fast.
Yeah, you know, fast and light.
Yep.
You know, they didn't have a suspension, and but then again, when we were at that age, we didn't know any better.
It didn't matter.
Let's go to Pike's, and that's where this started.
Yeah.
Pike's Landing.
Yeah.
And then where did it go after that?
Let's see.
Right, it down. Went
downtown to the river.
Yeah, front that's of the right. church. You know, yeah. Cushman Street Bridge.
Yeah.
We did that for several years, and. And then out at Fred Meyer's, we had that track out next to Fred Meyer's for 3 or 4 years.
Went out to the floodplain for a couple years. Yeah.
And how did you find the present location?
Well, we were kind of shopping around. We needed something a little bigger than the track that was at Fred Meyer's for the fast racers.
Mm-hmm.
So I happened to visit with James McMillan of the Fairbanks
Racing
Fun Lions.
Yeah.
And he invited me out there to have a look at the lake. And from then on, it was, you know.
There it was.
There it was.
It showed itself
yeah.
to you.
It's like, you know, when you came around that corner where you saw the lake, you know, the world just opened up. The sun popped out. The birds started singing. That was the place.
The magical moment hit yep. you right then and there.
Yep.
Found the home.
And this is our third year out there now.
Boy.
Yeah.
So we've got a few minutes left, so let's refresh everyone. Saturday, March 12th. This Saturday, it starts with 8 to 10 registration for different events that you want to get into. And 9 o'clock to 3 p.m., the Vintage Sleds Show and Shine is there. When do they start arriving? Friday to set up?
Yeah, you can. We'll be out there setting a lot of things up Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
You can bring your sleds out. You can bring your trailers out. It's a secure area. Mm-hmm. You can park out there and leave your trailer. The gates will be locked at night. There may be some folks out there camping out mm-hmm. on the lake. I haven't heard for sure. I haven't got a commitment on that yet.
And then 10 to 30 on Saturday is the AM, the driver's meeting and staging.
Right.
And then from 11 to 1:30 of 75 and older fun run races. And then from 2 to 4, you have the closed course vintage races. When do the kiddie races start again?
So they're going to start right at... right at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
They're going to run two laps, so it'll be quick.
Yeah.
And again, we added that after these things were posted, so, or printed.
Yeah. And then it's from 2 to 4, you have the closed course vintage races, fast races, and that's sleds up to, you know, 2020.
Yep.
And then 6 p.m., your awards, and that's on Saturday and Sunday, your 8 to 10 o'clock registration. This is where the gist of racing really starts.
This is where it happens.
Yeah, then 10:45 driver's meeting and, you know, leave your billy clubs at home. From 11 to 2, the vintage and modern drag races. So, and then from 2:30 to 4:30, your championship oval races. And I got a feeling some match races will be happening too. So
undoubtedly.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us, Fairbanks. I will see you tomorrow. And gentlemen, you have a great weekend.
Thank you.